Hear that? It's the sound of someone whacking the ground with a rake. Specifically, they're beating around the bush, which we've done enough of in this ad too, so let's get right to it. The new Moneymaker scratch-off from the Ohio Lottery doesn't beat around the bush. Moneymaker. Play the game and you could win money. Up to $2 million. With more than $88 million in prizes, ranging from $50 to $500, Moneymaker cuts right to the cash. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Welcome to the Friendly Atheist Podcast. This is Jessica. Hemant is once again out. He is home with his new human baby, who was born happy and healthy. Was not named Tanner, despite my insistences. It doesn't matter. So I am here again with another guest host. This is my brother, Kevin.
Hello.
Get closer to the microphone, Kevin.
Hello.
Oh, there we go. So we are going to do another news roundup. Patreon.com/friendlyatheistpodcast if you want to donate. And let's just kick it off.
Yeah, let's do it.
Can you tell I don't host this usually?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Okay. Well, let's, before we get too in, you're a teacher.
Yeah. I teach on the south side of Chicago in a charter school. I teach freshman English, and I have a senior homeroom that's going to be graduating this year.
Oh, that's so exciting.
Yeah.
Just get up on
get
that
up
mic.
On the mic.
Okay. So, sorry if there's noises in the background. We found the squeakiest chairs that have ever existed.
Mm-hmm.
And also my dog is running around in my brother's apartment. So off we go, Kevin.
Yes.
Oh, so it is Friday the 18th. It's around 5 o'clock. So last time I did this with Anne, literally like 2 hours after I left, the protest in Virginia happened.
Oh, God.
So I've been very diligent about timestamping these because 5 minutes is a whole world of difference.
Something else happened when you were like driving home or something. I can't remember, like a while ago.
Oh, yeah. It was after Trump's first week in office. And by the time I got home from Hammond's house, which was like 20 minutes away, not even, the immigration ban thing was happening.
Fun.
So, also because my brother is providing the beverages. We're drinking beer today. Our a Chicago favorite, 312.
312, great beer.
Great beer. And if you don't like that joke, you're going to hate the rest of this episode.
I often drink 312 beers while walking the 606.
God, you love that joke.
Local humor.
Okay, so I'm very excited about this one. So this coming Monday, the 21st, our mom's birthday.
Yes.
Is the, do you know?
The 21st?
The eclipse.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Okay. Glad you're paying attention. My favorite news thing happened, that there is going to be, in Kentucky, a protest against the eclipse.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
What are they, how, go on.
Kevin, let me tell you everything.
Please.
So it's called Hopkinsville in Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
So they're, it's the Path of Totality, I think it's called. So there's like a strip through the country that they'll see the full solar eclipse.
Yeah, it goes through Carbondale in Illinois. I know that, which is where SIU is. So
oh, okay.
The University of Carbondale.
Why? You just had that locked
just
and loaded,
Just knew
huh?
that. That's all I know about the eclipse.
Well, you know there's a sun and a moon.
And the Mayans and predicted it.
Doesn't matter. Okay, so there's going to be... So this smallish town is going to... Is expecting more than 250,000 people to come in.
Oh, come on.
To what?
That can't be... Is that a real estimate?
People are going bonkers over this. Like, I know a lot of people who are, like, flying or driving or doing whatever.
No, that's fine, but the protest is going to have 250,000 people?
No, I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
People coming in to view the eclipse.
Okay, all right. That makes
no, that would be
way more sense.
Super generous. Okay, so... yada yada yada. So it's Kentuckians for coal.
Yeah,
and they're just sort of a piecemeal group of pro coal activists, I guess would be the word.
Okay,
and who they were mad about the eclipse. So I went on a roller coaster ride researching this because the headline was Kentuckians are protesting the eclipse. I was like, that's silly. And then And then I saw, oh, they're protesting it because they're protesting like solar energy because it's taking their jobs away.
But the moon's blocking the sun.
Kevin, you just wait. You just buckle up for this one. And so I was like, oh, okay, that's actually a clever way to make your point.
Right.
And then I read their press release and holy shit, did I swing back.
Please.
So this is some excerpts. So when more than 250,000 people descend on the town for 4 days in August, including busloads of Amish from Pennsylvania and rumored Arab royalty, Huskers will peddle overpriced souvenirs as area hotels jack up their room rates by 400%.
Okay. That's good.
Semicolon. Gas stations run out of gas. Semicolon. And cell phone service crashes due to demand.
Okay.
Traffic jams, a run on available food, an invasion of prostitutes, and rowdy crowds will test the patience of both local residents and the extra law enforcement brought in to maintain order. In addition,
yeah,
there's a serious threat to spectators' eyesight if they look at the sun without special eclipse viewing glasses.
That's everywhere, though. That's not just Hopkinsville.
No, it's not. So Kentuckians for Coal understand civic pride and the importance of economic development. But the extent of this sun worship lacks in common sense and good horse judgment.
Horse judgment?
Mm-hmm.
What is... Okay, wait.
Horse judgment is like common sense.
Oh, okay. I thought at the end of it they decided to bring in, like, also equine people are really going to be affected by this as well. Because horses need the sun and moon to navigate. And if they're the same spot, they're lost.
I did have a... embarrassingly long conversation with the people I volunteer with at the Hansen Center, where it's a therapeutic horseback riding thing for kids and adults with disabilities. Mm-hmm. And we did have a long conversation of how can we protect the horse's eyes from looking up at the sun. And it started as a goof, and then it got out of hand.
Well, I don't think... Can horses look up?
Yeah, horses can look up. What the fuck are you talking
Dogs
about?
Dogs can't look up.
That's
not with their eyes. They can look up with their heads. That's
true?
From, I don't know, but it is from Shaun of the Dead, so.
Daddy, look up.
Nope. We'll never know.
So, they're handing out signs.
Okay.
And they have some suggested copy to fill said signs with.
Okay.
Would you like to hear some highlights?
Please. Are there any of them punny related, or?
The first one is, a mine is a terrible thing to waste.
It's not bad.
Mm-hmm. I like it.
I like that one a lot.
Climate change is a hoax! Exclamation point. Which I'm not sure how that super locks into an eclipse.
Because the fossil fuels and stuff. Like
oh,
that.
Sure. You can count on coal 24/7. You can't always depend on the sun.
Like, yeah, credit where credit is due. They're right. Like that, factually, that checks out.
Still think solar makes sense, which to me makes me think that they're saying, like, if we rely too much on solar energy, this eclipse happens and we're all fucked.
Who knows when this will happen again?
Blame Obama
for the eclipse.
I don't know.
It's always blame Obama. It's his fault again.
This time and money spent for 2 minutes and 40 seconds. I don't know.
What?
Okay, we're getting into, like, inscrutable territory.
Wait, say that. Can you read that again?
This much time and money spent for 2 minutes and 40 seconds, which that's the time of the eclipse.
Oh.
But.
Or two. Okay. Well, all right.
They're just mad about the eclipse. Because, like, they really get off their, like, anti-solar power message and just become anti-eclipse, which I find befuddling.
Well, I mean, if you protest the eclipse hard enough, maybe it won't happen.
Mm. That's what she said. Would be...
Just keep going.
Okay.
I don't even know how to deal with that one.
Pray for rain?
What? Oh, so they can't see it.
What's next? Global warming?
Well, no, it happened already.
You can't always count on the sun, which we sort of rehashed.
Uh-huh.
Boycott the eclipse.
Okay.
So that's not super atheist related, but I thought it was... very silly.
Mm-hmm.
And I really wanted to bookend our conversation today with some lighthearted shit. Cause
okay. Well, if we're going to go lighthearted, let's see.
I thought that you wanted to close it with this one.
No, that's different. Okay. Let's see how I can shoehorn this in. It's semi-related. That's no moon. Here we go.
Oh.
Donald Trump says Rebel Alliance must also take blame for violence as Death Star had all the required permits. It's a fake headline.
Oh, you motherfucker. Is it The Onion?
It's called newsthump.com. I don't know. I was just Googling weird stuff, and then this came up. Donald Trump has insisted the Rebel Alliance must take their... Yeah, that's
excellent satire, though. Mm-hmm. Do you have another one? You want me to move on? So I have one, two, three. I have, like, three big guys and then two little guys.
Well, that was one of my heavy hitters. you go, because
okay.
I don't know how much is mine, how much of mine is necessarily on topic in terms of atheism. It's sort of more
liberal at all.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is definitely on topic of atheism, and it fucking sucks.
Okay.
So there is a gentleman named Dennis Hart, who is the Archdiocese of Melbourne.
H-E-A or just H-A?
H-A-R-T.
Okay. I don't know why that's important. But
I don't either. For Googlers.
Yeah.
So in 2000... Doop. Oh, this is a different guy who said... No. So a couple of years ago, he said... that he would rather go to jail than violate the sacramental seal. So in other words, if somebody confesses something to him,
okay,
he would rather go to jail than, sure, than break that, what is that called, confidence? So essentially what this comes down to is there's some laws that they're trying to pass in Australia or
Melbourne
specifically, but I think just Australia will say.
Yeah.
Fuck, I should, Hammond does all the research.
Well...
essentially saying that...
It's the real B squad today.
Thanks, Dottie. Our trainer told her to think. She's protecting us from... anyway, so... She's very upset. Sorry, guys. So he said, essentially, it's coming down to the fact that if somebody... So say you're the priest...
Yeah.
And somebody says, I killed somebody, or I raped somebody, I'm being raped, I'm being abused.
Clergy, patient, confidentiality.
See, talking is hard.
It is.
You
say that. Clergy, patient, confidentiality.
So, and so essentially what they're saying. So it's the same, so you as a teacher, right? Or
right,
even as therapists.
Oh, yeah, I am mandated by law to report some things. If a student tells you something, like I would have to,
right,
I have to report things to
most therapists, social,
right,
workers are the same thing.
Right.
And so they're maintaining, no, this is a very special privilege and you can't break that because we have this special bond, which I would argue my therapist and I have a pretty fucking,
right,
special bond.
Yeah, I would say that too.
So he said some other super excellent things. He said much of the abuse that occurred within the Catholic Church.
Yeah.
Was historical, and awareness of abuse is greater now, and he believed it was unlikely, quote, anything would ever happen today.
Okay, based on...
Feelings.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that makes sense.
He said if someone was to confess that they had been sexually abused or they knew of somebody who had been, Hart said that it would be adequate to encourage them to tell somebody outside of confession. For example, he would encourage a child to tell a teacher who is mandated to tell. Which I think is garbage.
Right. If you're a trusted member of the community, then it should be your responsibility as,
yeah,
well. Despite the fact that you have a very close relationship with God.
Right. And that's part of his disagreement is... the Brisbane Catholic Archbishop, Mark Coleridge,
okay,
he said that the relationship between a priest and a penitent?
Sure.
Penitent?
We're
bad Catholics.
Are we
Catholic?
We're not Catholics.
We're baptized.
Yeah, because Granny threatened to kidnap us if we weren't baptized. Or at least that's my story.
So we have a super healthy relationship with religion,
yeah,
in our house.
We are friendly atheists, Jess. We're not aggravated.
Okay, you're
atheists.
Not. I'm the friendly atheist. You're my sidekick.
Co-host.
So he said that the sacrament of penance is unlike... any other relationship because the penitent, I don't know why I can't say that word, speaks not to the priest, but to God with the priest only a mediator.
So they're like a telephone operator where they can kind of listen in, but they're not like, not allowed to be a part of the conversation.
Exactly.
Sure.
That's exactly right.
Sure.
And also Hart said that confession was perhaps the only opportunity where a person who has offended or a child who has been hurt can have the opportunity for broader advice.
Oh,
so I feel like this all kind of falls under that same umbrella of saving your soul as opposed to like your physical being.
Okay. Yeah. All
like
right.
To me, that's very much the equivalent of like, oh, there was, you know, a natural disaster somewhere. We're going to go hand out Bibles.
Well,
even though that's not really what they need. But
right.
In their heads and hearts, like that's the more important.
Yeah. Okay. All right. That sort of tracks then in terms of. Like, at least it follows logically of whatever their logic is.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it holds steady to
it's
what they're...
internally sound. So I think that fucking sucks.
Yeah, that's kind of ridiculous. Like, they should have to report that. I don't understand. He's arguing that the law shouldn't be in place because clergy are above the law?
So they're trying to apply this new law.
Right.
And they're...
Has it already been passed?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Well,
but they're discussing
pass
it.
The law and then be quiet, clergy guy. Heart.
But it's very frustrating to see this kind of behavior when you, like, religion, like, we always, religion's always getting a free pass for all kinds of things,
sure.
right? Like, so many things that are done that wouldn't be allowed in the name of religion. So,
right.
like, property tax, for example.
Sure. Yeah, all of it is just...
But to me, this is... I don't know why this is, like, the last straw for me, but, like, that's fucking... like, if somebody... If you held the knowledge that a kid is being abused and you choose to do nothing with that information, like, I think that makes you complicit.
Yeah, 100% it does. I don't care what God says.
No.
You, like, in terms of, like, being a moral person, you're not doing what should be done.
Right. So, yeah, that's happening over in Australia.
Fun.
Mm-hmm. Do you
yeah.
have something you...
Cool. I do have something... I did... Okay, so two things.
Uh-huh.
Okay, you know, we'll start with this. A anti-atheist prejudice is entrenched around the globe, mm-hmm. even among atheists.
Are you going to do the serial killer one?
What? No.
Okay.
So this was a survey done by the Nature Human Behavior
hey.
Academic Journal.
Did you listen to last week's episode?
Did you do this already? Anyway, I did listen to it. I don't remember reading or hearing about that.
Yeah, because we were talking, because it's if a man killed X amount of people,
oh.
teacher and God-fearing something. Anyway, we did that. God, Kevin.
Sorry.
Do the slightest
okay.
bit of research before this.
Trump responds to Barcelona attacks by reviving debunked myth.
Oh, neat. Let's hear it.
Okay, so... he was... he's done this before. He's talked about this before where there was an insurgence in, I want to say, Vietnam.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a general there or lieutenant there, colonel there, whatever. That, like, he was... They were losing guys or, like, having terrorists were attacking them. And so he, you know, caught 50 terrorists and lined them up against the wall. And there were Muslim terrorists. And they dipped all the bullets in pig blood and then shot all 50 terrorists. And then, according to Trump, they didn't have any terrorism attacks for 25 years. And then when he told the story again recently, it was 35 years. But all that is to say none of that is true.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's a made-up. Story
I've
that he had
heard. I've heard the pig split thing.
Right. So it's like a made-up story that he heard that he's saying, like, you should, hey, Barcelona, once you get those guys, you should just kill them immediately because then you won't have any problems because look what happened the last time. Somebody just shot all the terrorists.
That's
Does that make sense?
No, it makes sense. It's just fucked up.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying, I'm not condoning
No,
that.
No, I'm not.
so that's his, that was his response to the Barcelona, or one of his responses, one of his takes, hot takes for the Barcelona terrorist attack.
So I think there is definitely something worth talking about that, how quickly Trump condemned the Barcelona terror attacks.
Yeah.
Whereas what happened in,
Charlottesville. Yeah, very slow to react on that.
Super slow on the outtake. Hey, thanks. Motorcycle outside. We appreciate you participating in my program.
So speaking of Charlottesville, apparently his God, I hope you haven't done this one already. his personal lawyer, Donald Trump's personal lawyer, forwarded an email echoing secessionist rhetoric to President Trump's personal lawyer on Wednesday forwarded an email to conservative journalists, government officials, and friends that echoed secessionist Civil War propaganda and declared that the group Black Lives Matter has, quote, been totally infiltrated by terrorist groups. So it's just saying that, like, you can't condone Robert E. Lee and be okay with George Washington because it was the same thing. They both had slaves. They both rebelled against the government that was running them and
mm-hmm.
just sort of drawing those parallels, even though... You know, one guy was trying to just make sure he could still own people.
Sure, the other
one just didn't want to get taxed. So yeah. I guess, like, that's one big difference.
I mean, I would say the only one, in my opinion. Otherwise,
yeah.
like, identical.
Right.
Identical humans.
Same wigs, too.
So, yeah, this has been going on a lot this week that I don't have any notes on this, but just this idea of leaving up memorials to the Civil War.
Yeah.
Why are we recording in your apartment? You're coming to my house next time.
Okay.
It's so loud here.
It's not that loud.
So this idea that what I keep seeing is tearing down these monuments is like erasing history.
So I was actually talking to my roommate about this last night or two nights ago, maybe. And I guess he was saying that what they did in after the fall of Soviet Russia, they took all those like Lenin and all the and put them in a museum, which makes sense. Like I that sort of is a, I mean, take them down because take them down. You're honoring people who wanted to own people and they fought a war to try to own people. And that's kind of not okay.
Mm-hmm.
But like a happy medium on that would be something like to put them in a museum of like, this is what it was. And that's fine. But putting in the correct context rather than just, you know, Robert E. Lee on a horse, you know, being memorialized. Which is not, I don't think it's okay.
It just, I just don't. And this is another one. So we talk a lot about the idea of, continuing to do something because you've done it.
Right. And
you see that a lot in religion, right? Of like, we've always, and that's why.
Well, it's, I mean, in law, it's precedent, right? Well, this has happened already, so we have to continue to
do it. Yeah, no, exactly. And that's why, like, atheist groups will fight against, like, oh, prayers before, before city council meetings or something like that, which seems like small potatoes and arguably is, but that starts to build this precedent of like, well, we've always done it, so how can we have to stop now?
It reminds me a little bit of, I've only seen a few episodes of the show, but Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt, where she has to like in the beginning when she's stepping the thing, she has to like keep
turn the it's wheel.
Like, well, I've always been turning it, so why would I stop now?
Yeah.
And like, so it's that, it's like that kind of same idea of.
But the interesting thing about this particular, so the idea is like, okay, they've been up forever, it's been fine, why is it a problem now? That's what kind of what people are saying. Or you can't erase history, which I just, something not having a statue does not mean you're erasing it from history.
Right.
Like, can we be pretty clear about that? Like, people still like remember the Civil War guys.
Mm-hmm.
So god damn it, I always forget what I'm
gonna
say.
People still remember the Civil War
people
guys.
But okay. So it's not like these statues went up like as the Civil War was happening or just afterwards. A lot of them went up in the early 20th century.
In the 1920s and the 1960s, during times where there were very big like racial issues going on.
Like
the
KKK
States,
was,
for example. And then in the Civil Rights Movement in the 1960s, a lot of Southern secessionist unionist, Confederate stuff went up around then too.
Yeah.
And like the flag was never used, that the rebel flag or whatever was never really used in war. In the actual battle, yeah, it was never really used in war, but it was taken up in, I think, around the same time, like the 1950s or 60s.
What?
Yeah. It's like that thing you see, the Confederate,
the stars and bars.
It is a, I want to say it's like a, like, you know how when baseball teams on Sundays will wear like an alternative uniform? It's kind of like that, but for but for the
their alternative, it's their pinstripes.
It's the Confederate Navy third jersey option.
That's the worst comparison I've ever heard.
What? It was really good. That's a really good comparison.
Oh, God.
Shout out to baseball.
But here's another thing we can talk about. Hey, Kev.
Yeah.
Stop laughing at your joke.
That's really good. That's good. All right. Sorry.
You know what I think? Hot take. Mm. The KKK and Black Lives Matters are basically the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they're both to blame for what happened in Charlottesville.
Yeah,
as well.
Many sides.
Many sides.
So many sides.
Like, remember when all those white guys were being out that black guy?
Uh-huh.
Why was that black guy there? Many sides. Many sides.
Oh, can we talk about tiki torches for a second?
They came out quicker than Donald Trump to
they did.
To condone.
Yeah, so tiki...
or
so
condemn,
the,
sorry. To condemn, not condone. Tiki torches are against white supremacists.
So I didn't know tiki was like a brand.
Yeah, I didn't either.
But like, things I learned today.
But I just love the image of these like kind of nerdy looking white dudes walking around in
with
polos,
their high and tight haircuts.
High and tight haircuts with their polos, which by the way, that haircut is no longer cool. Hipsters everywhere are lining up around the door to make sure
shave
that they
their
don't
head.
Unless you have like a handlebar mustache. I guess those two things like counter each other out, like a double negative almost. But like there's just, it was such a weird visual, like these guys yelling like "You will not replace us," and "Jews will not replace," and like carrying tiki torches, like it was like bad things happen, but like that visual kind of made it look silly. Like,
well,
it made it look like almost not a threat, which is not, they are.
No, they are, but I think there's an argument to be made that like to make them look silly takes away their power.
Yeah, I know, but like, yes, I agree with you 100%, but then when they look silly, it's like, oh, they're, you know, they're nothing, and like to sort of minimize what it is they might be able to do.
Right. Yeah, and there's it's been interesting to sort of see how people are reacting to it. A lot of Republicans are coming out against it, which is refreshing, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, it shows that they have like some kind of
moral compass.
Yeah, which I mean, it seems to come and go, but a lot of people are look to be distancing themselves more and more from the president, and I think that's a good thing. Speaking of the president, I wrote down a thing last night. A little note I wrote to myself, and I had it as a reminder to go off at like 2 o'clock or whatever. And it just says, "Donald Trump equals reverse Emperor's New Groove?" Question mark. And I want to know if you does that mean anything, or was that like as I was falling asleep, I thought of something that might be clever but really isn't. It could go one of two ways.
Well, I mean, the Emperor's New Groove is akin to the Emperor's New Clothes.
Right. Yeah. So it's, you know, everybody else is doing
it. I don't know the plot of the Emperor's New Groove. There's a llama.
It's a fate. Yeah. Well, and so let's, okay, fine. Instead of thinking of the Emperor's New Groove, let's think of the Emperor's New Clothes, like the fable of.
Right. No, yeah. I think that's.
Well, we don't need to retread that. So, like,
no, I meant, I think it holds water.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, my thing?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. No, not bad.
I was pretty happy with
that. Do you want to see a thing I wrote down that I hoped made sense in the future? I wrote. It's like, you know, those, what are they called? The this is to this as. This
oh, yeah,
is.
Yeah, yeah. Like an SAT, ACT, yeah. Whatever.
So, are you ready?
Yes.
I'm really proud of this one. Uh-huh. Trump aid is to Trump as Han Solo is to Chewie.
Trump aid is to Trump as Han Solo is to Chewie.
So, yeah. Like, Chewie, like. Like says the, and then Han Solo like filters it and makes it understandable to the rest of us.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
And so Trump like rambles on about things, and Trump is like, "Yes, you're right, Donald Trump. It is bad if people are racist."
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, then that yes, that does make more sense.
I think that's good.
I like that. That's good.
Another late night musing.
Mm-hmm. Those are fun.
Yeah, good times. That's very funny. But, oh, did you hear one of the guys who, what do you think about the move of identifying, like, taking somebody's picture who was at that rally?
Do it.
And say, yeah?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, I think so,
I
too.
I mean, if you are embarrassed by that, then you don't believe what you're marching for.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not embarrassed by that, you should, the public should know that you are 100% through and through a white supremacist.
Yeah.
Like, there's no good way of being, it's not like... Yeah, but I, you know, I don't hate all the minorities.
Right.
Like, well, yeah, no, you do, because like you're marching with these people who are Nazis, and like Nazis 100% of the time are bad. Remember the ABCs of Nazis, Jess. A, always. B, C, punching Nazis.
We don't condone violence here on the Friendly Atheist Podcast, unless...
Mm-hmm. It's Nazis.
It's Nazi punching.
Yeah.
Somebody threw... coffee on somebody good. Today.
I understand, like I'm not necessarily a pro-violence person, but mm-mm. Like Nazis, that's not okay. Like there is no way to rationalize a Nazi being like okay for society. Like mm-hmm. Nazis shouldn't happen. They need to be punched in the face.
Yeah.
Either actually or metaphorically, like getting their pictures posted online and being doxxed.
It's an emotional punch to the face.
Yeah. I did like the dad who denounced his son.
Yeah, that was really amazing.
Was really well written too.
Yeah, 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 for sure.
And then like a cousin came out and said like basically the same thing. Like, mm-hmm. You know, so like, look, just don't be a Nazi.
Yeah. And what I think is interesting that these people like consider themselves patriots.
Right.
Whereas, like, we fought wars against the Confederacy and against Nazis.
Literal Nazis. We fought Nazis.
Yeah.
We had to fight Nazis.
How do they proclaim this sort of moral high ground?
I don't know. It's like a weird... Like, Nazism is a weird thing that, like, just seems to fester and, like, will never
really
fully
does.
Go away. And I think it's not a thing that I can understand or, like, put myself in the point of view
Is it just, like, underachieving white dudes?
I don't know. Like, I know a lot of underachieving white dudes. None of them are Nazis. I don't think I know any Nazis.
Okay. I have another one.
Okay.
Getting back on the atheism thing.
Okay.
Also,
Nazis are atheists. Stella was an atheist. Those, I hate those arguments. Like,
is that your?
I don't know. That's my.
Is that your mansplainer
voice? Condescending, conservative person who's like, well, not everything bad that happened took place in the name of God. Like, Stalin killed millions of people. He didn't believe in God. Okay, fine. You found the one example.
But also, he didn't kill in the name of atheism.
Right. No, I know. He found a different thing that he wanted to pray to, and mm-hmm. that was himself, I guess.
Mm-hmm. His mustache?
Yeah, probably.
He had a mustache, right?
He did have a mustache.
Okay. So I just really had a panic moment of like, oh no, did I get that one wrong?
He had a pretty sweet mustache.
Okay, so going back to this part of the world, Auckland, New Zealand.
Mm.
There is a Baptist pastor named Logan Robertson, and boy, does he suck.
Why?
Can I just read you part?
Please.
Okay, so this sermon was caught on... oh,
sorry, that's God. The ship that we're on. It rocks back and forth sometimes. We got to batten down the hatches before we move on. I don't know what that means. I know it's a thing. I don't know what it means.
You don't know what hatches?
No, batten. Oh, like tie down the hatches, right?
Yeah.
Oh, never mind.
I assume. I guess I don't know what batten means. God, this is boring. Okay, so.
Hey, internet, don't tell me what it means. I don't care.
So this guy is a real piece of shit. Okay. So this was a video. This video exists somewhere. I couldn't find it. It appears to be taken down, or it won't play in the U.S. I'm not sure which. I assume it was taken down because Hammett had posted it to the blog originally.
Okay.
But it's no longer working. But I do have a transcript.
Good. Let's do it.
So I'm about to say some really shitty things, please don't do poll quotes.
I was just like, can you soften the punch a little bit by doing your Australian accent?
First of all, it's New Zealand, and how dare you?
Okay, well...
And second of
all...
You're
right. I was about to say the same thing, but there's going to be a lot of Australians would be mad at me for that. Can you do your Kiwi accent then?
No, the only Kiwi accents I can do is like quoting Flight of the Conchords.
Well, just take that and then apply it to whatever you're reading.
I missed my chair.
Yeah.
Yeah. God, I'm sorry. A guy
is
did...
Is he dead or did?
Did. God, we're the worst. Okay, somebody emailed me the other day about our church. I believe he lives in Auckland. He's like, what's with your view on homo marriage?
Okay, God, this is going to go bad, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be so annoyed at the end of this.
Mm-hmm.
Homo marriage?
Homo marriage.
Okay.
I was like, so you know he's a cool pastor because he says things like, I was like, yeah. And what's up with? I was like, my view on homo marriage is that the Bible never mentions it, so I'm not against them getting married as long as a bullet goes through their head the moment they kiss.
Just one, though?
Well, yeah. Like
he's asking for a very good marksman, then, and I don't think they're enough.
It's just angles.
Oh, that's true, yeah. So, oh, my God, what a nightmare human being. He really said that?
Because that's what it talks about. No homo marriage, but homo death. There's no such thing as homo marriage. That's what should happen. Now that we've got Christians that would rather side with them, this side with their cute
Can I just say, as you're reading this, I am picturing this as the New Zealand accent,
uh-huh.
And it does make it a little bit less
like,
aggravating.
The blow. Now we've got Christians that would rather side with their cute little F-word cousin or brother, who whatever it is, than with Christians,
oh,
than actually preach against it.
Oh, no.
He did admit that it was hate speech.
Like, in just...
No, later. So that's the end of the quote.
Okay,
close
okay,
quote.
Okay, okay.
Somebody accused him of promoting hate speech, and he's like, yeah, super am. Got it in one, too.
Oh, he's leaning in on it?
Oh, yeah.
Wow. I mean...
Good for him?
Again, like, at least it's a through-and-through thing. It's not like a surface level. Like, he's just trying to get, I don't know, attention. Like, he clearly just hates gay people.
Yeah.
So, I mean... And he's on the surface of it, so, like, you can just avoid him if you want to.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Not saying that hate's okay, but, like...
No, he's a nightmare garbage human, and he should be avoided at all costs.
What, is he's a preacher?
He's a Baptist pastor.
Okay.
His name is Logan Robertson. I think we have a few Kiwi listeners.
Hey, Logan Robinson, go fuck yourself.
I don't think he listens.
I don't care.
But
that
hey,
felt good.
Hey, Kiwi listeners, I know there's at least one who tweets at me a lot. Go find him. Are you in Auckland? Go find this guy. Play this for him. Hey, Logan, go fuck yourself. And then he said, I'm not inciting vigilantes. I believe that's the government's job. Now, the word that is It's an unclear sentence. Like, is he saying that it's the government's job to murder gay people? Or is he saying it's the government's job to incite vigilantes? It's a dingley modifier,
right? Can you read it again?
Sure. I'm not inciting vigilantes. I believe that's the government's job. It's not a modifier. What is that?
It's
pronoun?
No,
nope.
Yeah, it's unclear.
English teacher and professional writer don't know how grammar works. That's my song for you.
It sounds like the first time you read it, I thought, oh, he means that the government should be killing gay people. Mm-hmm. And then the second time you read it, it sounded like he wanted the government to incite vigilantes.
Which is counterintuitive.
Since now I'm thinking about a government-sponsored Batman. And like in red, white, and blue. And I don't know why that makes me laugh. Patriotic Batman.
I like that a lot, actually. It's like Captain...
Just like a matte red, white, and blue and just like run around.
It's like Captain America and Batman have a baby.
Yeah, it would be like Captain America and Batman has a baby.
Would he talk like this?
I don't want to do it.
Do it.
I can't.
Do it.
No, don't. I'll do it later. I can't do it right now.
Do you remember when we used to say Rachel all the time in that voice? Well, and then you dated somebody named Rachel for a long time and it ruined it?
Like, but how that came about, though, I went to go see the midnight show of the last Batman movie. Uh-huh. Not the last Nolan Batman movie.
Yeah.
And there was a guy dressed as Batman who was just running around yelling Rachel. And I thought it was really funny and just aped his bit. Like, just took it. Like, that's mine now. I'm going to do this forever now. And just, it made me laugh so hard.
And then he dated somebody named Rachel for a year and a half.
Never
killed,
came up.
Killed that joke.
Yeah, never came up.
So another. So
where is she?
That scared the shit out of me.
I didn't do it, Don. That would have been bad, just screaming in the microphone like that.
No, I mean, you definitely blew out some earbuds.
Sorry, headphone user.
So I know what you're thinking. Pastor Logan Robinson. Fuck you, Logan.
Yeah.
He's a super cool guy, and I bet he's never said anything else bad.
I was thinking that.
Were you?
That had to have been a one-off, right?
Mm-hmm. Hey, Kev.
Yeah.
It's not. Are you texting while you're recording?
Yeah, I'm texting Jessica.
So this isn't Robertson's first time in the news. This is fucking rough, dude.
Okay.
In 2014, he told a gay Christian author, "I pray that you commit suicide." When a reporter,
Jesus.
Who is also gay, asked him for clarification, Robertson said, once again, that the man should kill himself. So here's my question.
Okay.
At what point are you no longer Christian? Like, are you no longer being a Christian in any meaningful way?
Just like Christian in name only, kind of?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think by that point, by the time you're like...
Inciting suicide?
Inciting suicide and advocating for all gay marriages to end in death.
Yeah.
Immediate death.
Yeah.
I would imagine that... Like, four moral steps before that is when you stop being a Christian.
Well, and I hate to, like, no true Scotsman them, right? Like, no real Christian would do this. But, like, I bring this up a lot because I'm just so befuddled by, like, Jesus was super into, like, being nice to people. Like, that was his only jam.
Right. Well, so it sort of goes along with the same idea of, like conservative Christians who, like,
are anti
everything, including, like, social programs that mm-hmm. help people live and eat and be able to like afford,
right.
You know, healthcare and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. They're always against that stuff. And I can't, it's a weird, disconnect that I have not been able to sort of understand in a meaningful way.
I've had people write in trying to explain it. And it just isn't something that I'm going to allow that. Like, if you're a good Christian, you can't be against helping people.
That's almost like that was one of Jesus' big things.
Yeah.
Like, wasn't that what the Sermon on the Mount was about?
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's
so,
the only Bible thing I can probably name.
You know Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve.
Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so I have two quick boys.
Okay.
So my note for this is, hey, what the fuck is up with Tim Allen?
I had this lock. This was one of the ones that I thought about talking about, but it's so short. It's like, well, there's not enough there to. There's not enough there to talk about. There just isn't.
Listen, please, there's meat on them bones.
All right, let's hear it.
So he tweeted the other day,
uh-huh.
"If we evolved from apes, why are there still apes?" Period.
Yeah, Somebody responded. Do you have one of the responses, which was really good?
I'm holding a printed piece of paper. Do you think I have?
All right, hit it.
I don't have it.
Oh, you don't
that
have
That's my
it?
Point. It's a printed piece of paper. I don't have it. Live tweet up.
So somebody responded with, I'm not going to be a poll now.
Why, if
yeah, just if, like a really good parallel of like if, never mind.
Wow.
I won't be able to find it.
Comedy poison.
Yeah, sorry.
So I have, so what's up with Tim? Has he always been a douchebag?
Well, he remember he got arrested or before he was a comedian for selling cocaine?
I think I did hear that.
Yeah.
Because I want to say I saw a.
He's another great Michigander.
True Hollywood story about him.
Yeah, that sounds right. He's another great Michigander.
As opposed, in addition to whom?
Well, in addition to Kid Rock is running for Senate.
Oh.
That's a lot of fun.
Yeah. What's his real name? Bob?
I hope so.
I think it is. You know what I'll never forgive Kid Rock for is, first of all, I remember listening to Kid Rock in junior high and thinking that was super badass.
Yeah.
Bow-da-ba.
Yeah. I think everybody, well, I think people our age, white people our age probably had that. Probably had that. Like,
I like you narrowed that scope more and more.
Like, that month or two where like Kid Rock was awesome.
Yeah, and his CD had him flipping the middle finger on it.
Such a rebel. I saw him in concert, actually.
What?
Yeah. So a couple of friends of mine and I went to the Rock Fest or something. It was called Rock Fest. And the last four bands were, it was like a Lollapalooza, but before Lollapalooza, it was like a one-day festival.
Okay.
The last four bands were, it was at the Joliet Speedway. So it was literally in the middle of a racetrack.
No.
It was a lot of, we had a lot of fun because the last four bands were Stone Temple Pilots right after Scott Weiland had like just gotten out of jail.
Oh.
So he was dialed in.
Raring to go.
That was a lot of fun. And then Bare Naked Ladies, which is a great.
I bet that would be a fun show.
Well, you know, they were a little out of place because after that was Kid Rock and then Metallica. So like Bare Naked Ladies, they put on a pretty good show. But the audience was not into it. Like there were people flipping them off, and they were like trying to like quell the hecklers. Like, yes, even you, sir, who's currently flipping me off, like stuff like that. It was really good.
Was my close personal friend Jason Newsted playing with Metallica that day?
Yeah, he was. Huh. Actually, yeah. And then yeah, and I will say that Kid Rock in 1998 probably put on a really good show, and Metallica did too. So
yeah. Oh, this is 1998, so you're a kiddo.
Yeah, I don't think it was, because I got it from our cousin who was I got the tickets from our cousin who was interning at Q101
Jason?
No, Jennifer. So
she was interning at Q101?
Yeah, I think it was right after freshman year in college, I want to say.
Okay.
And so she was like, hey, I have these three tickets, do you want them for like $70 each or something like that? And
you had $70 in those days.
Freshman me was like, I want that. Hit me on that.
Hit me on that.
Yeah.
Hey, Kev.
Yeah.
Can we just do, and I'm not here to put you on blast.
Okay.
But can we do a quick review of your concert going history in the 90s?
A quick review of my concert going
How
history
How many times
in the
90s? Did you see DMB?
I saw Dave Matthews Band on back-to-back nights in Soldier Field. Is that what you want to talk about? The first night... So our friend's dad got us tickets, but he got them for the wrong night, and we were already down the train, like, getting ready to go. And so we got off the train, and, like, this was, like, they couldn't, we weren't even texting. We were just, like, cell phones were just making phone calls and not very well. And so our dad's friend, like, said, hey, go to the street. And go to these crossroads or whatever. And so we got there, and then they handed us, like, four free tickets for Dave Matthews Band. And then we went to Taste of Chicago. It's the only time I've ever been to Taste of Chicago. And, like, I can't remember, but we were sneaking beers, and then we went to Dave Matthews the first night. And then the second night, we did basically the exact same thing. So
how old were you at this time?
Probably.
You were in high school? Younger?
Eighth grade, maybe.
Oof.
You know what? Just in case mom and dad listens, I was, like, 20, 21.
God, I hope they don't listen to this dumb show.
They can't even, like, they don't even want to be in the same room as us as we're talking. So
no,
we'll
that's true. They are not fans of ours somehow, even though we're their only two children.
Yeah. Well, I think they like Dottie better.
You like Dottie better. The first time Kevin met Dottie, I asked him who he loved more, me or my dog, and he had known her for 30 seconds. He was like, oh, my God, Dottie, hands down.
Yeah, still.
She's a good girl.
She is a good girl.
So
I saw a Dave Matthews Band a couple of times.
Uh-huh.
I
we saw did them. See a Dave Matthews cover band together a couple
of
years ago.
That was a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun.
So in the, you know, whatever, 15 years later, it stopped being cool to like Dave Matthews Band. Arguably, it never was cool to be like Dave Matthews Band, and that's an argument that I understand. But now that we've sort of come back around and like it sort of hindsight's 20. No, I genuinely, there are some Dave Matthews songs that are like, oh, this is really good. In the same vein, it's like one of them. So we bought a record player for, we have a, like an extra room in the back of our apartment. Mm-hmm. Where we
just dining room.
It's the cognac room. So one of the first albums I bought for our new record player was Cracked Rearview Mirror, including the Lofus' first album. And I'm telling you right now, that holds up too. Get at me, the internet. Tell me that Hootie and the Blowfish sucks. They're awesome.
That is like the white guy opinion I've ever heard.
Darius Rucker still making music.
Yeah, he's a country guy now, right?
He's a country guy now, yeah. Who would have thought that Hootie made it out of that band?
We also saw Sir James Buffett a few times as children.
We did, yeah. We did see
Our dad was quite the parrot head for a minute there.
Yeah, I saw him at least three times. I saw him once at Wrigley.
And
I
saw him
a couple other times too.
Yeah.
I mean,
we're slaves to our parents' taste.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
I think I've seen The Who 8 times.
Yeah, I've seen him a bunch too. That was the first concert that I ever went to.
Oh, mine was, are you ready for this? Ringo Starr and his All-Star Band.
Oh, that's right.
It was at Park West. This is.
Yeah. I just saw a band at Park West on Halloween. It was it.
Halloween? Yeah. That was 10 months ago.
Okay, well, that was the last time I ever went to Park West. Okay. And it was this hippie jam band. And on
they're
Halloween,
called Fish.
No. This was a different hippie jam band. The infamous String Dusters, which it's like a word jumble of like.
It's like one of those like auto-generated.
My friend and I, like one of our great ideas that we had one time was like, we could just make one of those, like, you know, they had it for the
hipster band?
Like, no, oh. Well, yeah, but they also had it for like a Wu-Tang Clan, like automatic Wu-Tang generator, which is where Childish Gambino got his name from.
Is it really?
That is, yeah, I think that's canonical. And so we thought like, oh, wouldn't it be fun if we just like, all you have to do is like put a bunch of words together and now you have like a bluegrass band. And so that was our 30-second idea that we, neither one of us know anything about tech. So it's just like, that'd be fun anyway.
Moving on. Okay. I have one more short guy.
Uh-huh.
And then you said you have a closer.
I got a great closer.
What are we doing on time? Okay. Oh, 50 minutes.
With the edits, though.
Okay, yeah, I was just about to say, it's 50 minutes now. There is a lot of garbage we're going to have to cut out because my dog was being uncooperative.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, I don't even have any notes. I just have the one sentence.
Uh-huh.
Chick-fil-A is opening a location in the Atlanta Falcons Stadium that's closed on Sundays.
What? How? How can you do that? They're gonna. That's the worst business model I've ever heard of in my entire life. And my most recent business idea was, hey, can we make an internet thing where you can randomly generate band names? Oh, that's terrible. Oh God, that's so funny.
Isn't that great?
That's really good. But, college games, I guess.
Do they play in the stadium?
I think Georgia Tech plays there.
For those who are listening overseas or who don't know football, God, Kevin, you're so bad at recording. He's hit his mic 14 times so far.
Or two.
Well, the football is most frequently played on, wait for it, Sunday. So this is excellent. There is apparently, I don't know, like, I'm just baffled. I'm just befuddled by it.
The only thing I can figure is that there are, I guess, there's like maybe one Monday night game there every 4 years. And so there you go. And then college teams have to play. I think there's a team in the city proper that plays at the Georgia Dome. That's what it's called.
Is it?
Yep.
Well, they're putting up a new thing.
Oh.
A new boy.
Oh, boy. Well, I guess Ludacris is going to be out of one song.
The only thing I know Ludacris from is Fast and the Furious.
Yeah, he's really good in that.
He's
too.
So funny.
Yeah, he's good.
I like him
he's
so
no
much.
He's no Tay Diggs. No, Tyrese. That's Tyrese. Sorry.
Oh, shit. That was not,
wait,
that was
see,
not a cute look.
No, did you ever see the video of Tyrese has a Tyrese has a Benihana's in his backyard? What just, okay, let that sink in.
Okay, and then, sorry, I'm not normally speechless, but that just rendered me speechless.
And then if you Google that, one of the top things that'll come up is Aziz Ansari and The Lonely Island went to Tyrese's Benihana for Aziz Ansari's birthday. And I've never seen five people enjoying themselves as much as they were. Like, they are just like, they're all the happiest that anybody's ever been in their entire life just because they're at Tyrese's Benihana's in his backyard.
That is.
Isn't that awesome? I want to go there. Hey, yeah. Hey, Tyrese, get at me.
Hey, Tyrese, we know you're not Tay Diggs. Tay Diggs, we know you're in Rent. He was in Rent.
Oh, is he?
Yeah. He was Benny. He was the bad guy in Rent.
Not super familiar with Rent. I know that there's a lot of
Do
minutes
you
in a year.
Do you want me to sing the whole thing?
I would say yes, but
December 24th, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard.
My problem
time.
Is...
Can you hear it?
Are you going to be able to clear this?
With that.
That's my only concern. Yeah. Like, it's not.
You'd want to listen to it.
No, believe me, I wouldn't love nothing more in life than.
Oh, wait till
to
I
that.
Nail the harmonies on Seasons of Love. You'll be so impressed. You wouldn't think one person could nail those harmonies, but goddamn, I am good.
I'm shoehorning this in now, and I'm okay with that. So we were talking a little bit about Tim Allen's lack of understanding of evolution.
Sure, I remember.
Tangential to that is sort of the denial of Earth being around, the Flat Earth Society.
Yeah, that's come up a few times on the podcast.
It's very entertaining because it's bafflingly stupid. I don't want to make fun of people who think the Earth is flat. But
no,
like,
I think you should.
So there's a bar that I really love going to down the street from here called Galway Bay, and the owner of Galway Bay is this sort of.
Is that where we went that one night?
Probably. I go there a lot.
It's like a divey?
Yeah. It's like in a basement. And so the owner of that place is like this kind of, I don't know, like mid-40s Irish guy who like, he runs the best Facebook account I've ever seen because half of it is him looking up Yelp reviews of Galway Bay and then making fun of the people who thought it was shitty. And then half of it is him saying something and then locals from Galway Bay responding and him just yelling at them and all that. But I guess most recently the thing that happened was somebody came in and like was talking to him and telling the owner that he thinks the earth is flat. And he got so mad that he threw him out of the bar. And then... Which is good. And then he said, anybody who believes that the earth is flat is no longer allowed in this bar. Like, flat out ban, pun intended, flat out ban of everybody there. And then he was leaving, he was going home, he was going back to Ireland for, I don't know, for vacation, and left a sign up and said, that just said, do you believe the earth is flat? Let me help you out. And then he had arrows pointed to either side and explaining what the bars were on those sides. So, like, don't come in here. It's really great. So that's a lot of fun.
That's a weird line in the sand for him to draw.
Well, I mean, yes, you're right. But like, it's really like he just, that's what he does. Like, that's what he likes to do, I guess, is just like figure
Insight
out.
Insight people.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
One post recently said, it's been a great night. I only had to listen to Despacito 4 times.
Listen to what?
Despacito.
I don't know what that is.
That's a song. It's a really good song.
Okay.
Apparently, if you listen to it too many times, that's awful. But like just like anything.
Yeah. Indeed. Okay. Should we start to bring us in for a landing?
Yeah, I can read the last one, ready?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not gonna read the headline. I don't wanna
spoil it.
Yeah.
Kevin, weave me a story.
Okay.
Weave me a story with your words.
Okay. A pro Trump rally dubbed the mother of all rallies, more is set to take place in Washington, D.C. The very same day as a march on the mall is being held by the Juggalos, the fan base of the rap rock group Insane Clown Posse, in protest of the FBI's classification of Juggalos as a, quote, loosely organized hybrid gang. So on September 16th, I know, like, for a long time you've been trying to push people to, like, get you to go to the, like, to fund your thing to go down to the Ark.
Uh-huh.
I think that the real thing we should do is man on the street, woman on the street, Jessica Blumke, September 16th, just in the middle of the Trump rally, and so the white supremacist rally, essentially, and the Juggalos. I just think that'd be a lot of fun.
Yeah, no. I think that'd be good. I think I would learn, I would talk to a lot of white men.
Oh, yeah, almost exclusively.
And really, the only way to differentiate them would be the face paint.
Well,
I can't imagine much else separates them.
Yeah.
And their Josta, what do they drink?
Fanta.
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 What's Josta?
Josta is a cola that doesn't exist anymore that I'm only loosely familiar with through listening to another podcast.
My Brother, My Brother and Me?
Yeah, that's where you got it from. Yeah, 100%. Yeah, I don't know. Like, I thought that would be a lot of fun to like be in the middle of.
Yeah, guys, let's get this happening.
Yeah, holler at your girl. Let's get her out there.
Yeah, I deserve it for some reason. Yeah. Oh, I would probably be actually murdered if I'm being honest. I do not trust either of those groups.
No. It would be very.
You think there is going to be a Jetson Shark style gang fight?
There's gonna be a lot of snapping.
Uh huh.
They're gonna tie their hands together, and then the other.
That's the Michael Jackson video.
I know, but I'm combining two things into one.
Okay.
There's gonna be a lot of there's gonna be a lot of awesome stuff going on there.
Yeah.
I know that I can't speak to the white supremacists necessarily. They don't seem like very fun people. I Mm-mm. will say that the Juggalos in mass do tend to do a lot of dumb stuff.
Fun dumb or dangerous dumb?
Well, so that you know every year, I don't know if they still do it, but I know for a very long time they used to do the
gathering of the Juggalos.
Right.
It's in Illinois, right?
It is in Southern Illinois, yeah. And it's
why again?
I don't know. I think they're from Michigan, too. I think the Insane Clown Posse is from Michigan. I might be making that up, though. Sorry, Michigan, if that's not true.
Yeah, getting put on blast today, Michigan.
Sorry, Michigan. I like you. You're a very pretty place that
I can't voted open this beer.
There you go. There you
got
go.
Got it.
So the
312. 312 for life.
And so the Gathering of the Juggalos, one of the things, like, they'll have people, like, comedians and stuff like that. So, like, I was listening to a podcast a long time ago with Brian Posehn,
mm-hmm.
who did a set there, and, like, it was really weird and crazy, but kind of fun, and But, like, also, if they don't like you, the Juggalos, if they don't like you, like, when Tila Tequila came down there, they threw literal human shit and, like, rocks at her on stage and, like, hit her in the head with rocks and stuff like that. So, like, they're fun to make fun of because they're insane people. Again, pun intended. But they seem to be kind of dangerous. They do have an edge. And apparently they're being classified as a loosely organized gang hybrid.
Which, Kevin.
Like a hybrid car.
Kevin, which part do you think they're protesting? The gang part or the fact that they're loosely?
I think it's the loosely part. We got hierarchies and everything.
You have to pass a test to
what
get
do you
it.
Think the,
we have to renew our license every year.
What do you think the Juggalo equivalent of a Grand Wizard is? Like a Grand Dragon or something like that?
Yeah, okay. We're good enough. Okay, let's say we killed our real topics. Kevin, let's just rap about the fact that the KKK has something called the Grand Wizard and a dragon. Like, how can you take yourself seriously when your title is Grand Wizard?
I don't know, but they do seem to be beyond any sense of, like,
irony?
Yeah. I think they're so, like, earnest about all of it that, like, yeah, we're called dragons. Like, what? Like, come at me. I'm a dragon, bro. Come at me. I'll breathe fire on you. Come on.
I'll do it.
I'm not just a dragon in title only.
They turn you into a dragon
yeah.
when you get
yeah,
the
yeah,
promotion.
Yeah. Yep, that's actually, a lot of people know that about the KKKs. Whatever your title is, that's your spirit animal.
And so what's there? Let's look this up. Wizards, there's dragons.
You anamorph into whatever that animal is.
Don't stay in it too long, though. You'll get stuck like Tobias.
That's a punchline that I understand without any reference of, like, anything. I don't remember reading any of those books as I was growing up.
Really?
I was too into Goosebumps.
Oh, yeah. I used to borrow those and scare the shit out of myself.
Yeah, I would many a night where I'd lie awake all night with my lights on because I'd read a scary book.
A slightly scary book. Wait, I don't know. Vamped, Kevin.
One time I read a whole book in a day. That was pretty cool.
Once in your life you've done that?
One time I remember doing it. I'm sure I did it more than once.
What book?
I don't remember that. You're asking way too many specific questions. I was a kid. I was a child.
I read The Hunger Games in one day.
Did you?
As an adult.
That's an impressive feat.
Yeah. Those I used to read books in one, because I read, like, Babysitter's Club, Animorphs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're, like, 200 pages.
I never got into, I think I jumped right into, like, more adult books.
Okay,
like,
I get it. You're better
than
me.
Like, Michael Crichton books always caught me. And I like those books. I actually, apparently they posted one posthumously, and I bought it, and I'm, like, 30 pages into it. It's just not catching my, for some reason, 34-year-old Kevin Lugie is not as excited about Michael Crichton as, let's say, 16-year-old Kevin Booker.
Sure. Wait, Michael Crichton wrote Jurassic Park, right?
Yeah. And
this is the second time I've gotten him mixed up in my head with the lawyer guy, John Grisham.
Oh, yeah.
I did that before on the podcast.
Really?
Except for I called him Michael Clayton, which is a movie starred in George Clooney.
Yep.
It was a whole mess. Okay. Grand Giant? Okay. Hey, guys, if you want to check out now, that's fine. I'm just going to go ahead and read Ku Klux Klan titles.
Can you? Those are great. Why are they named that way, though? Do we know? Is there any, like...
The Dollop did a thing on them, but I don't remember what it was.
I don't remember either.
So there were four... Okay. Above the basic level. So there's the Empire.
What?
So that's all. That's like the all-inclusive Klan package.
Oh, okay.
So that one's read by the led by the Grand Wizard and his staff of 10 Genii? G-E-N-I-I? Jenny?
Jenny?
As well as a Grand Exchequer?
Exchequer.
Is that really what it is?
There's a bar in Chicago at Exchequer. You don't need to show it to me. I know what that is.
Exchequer? I've never heard that word in my life.
It's an antiquated term for something.
Hi, Pepper.
Did you get out of my room, Pepper?
So a grand scribe.
Wait, does Dottie know how to open doors now?
Oh, yeah, she has opposable thumbs. Did I not tell you?
Like a raptor?
Yep, my dog. Oh, she is a raptor. Most people don't know this, but a lot of people think like, oh, dinosaurs were actually covered in feathers. No. Black and white fur.
Do you think in like 5 years when you're no longer doing this podcast that you're going to look at this specific episode as the turning point?
So there's a grand dragon.
Yeah.
They are assisted by 8 hydras.
Oh, there's...
There's a great titan assisted by 6 furies.
Furies?
Uh-huh.
So this is just...
It's high fantasy.
Yeah. No, it's the Avengers. Nick Fury, Hydra...
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. A grand giant assisted by 4 goblins treading into D&D territory here. What? Like, how? How? Ooh. There's a... there's a grand cyclops.
Is the X-Men... and the Marvel Cinematic Universe just based around the hierarchy of the KKK? Is it some sort of thing that I don't know about now?
He appointed 2 Nighthawks, a Grand Turk, a Grand Sentinel, and a Grand Ensign.
Wow.
A Grand Magi, a Grand
Monk. Why are they all
Monk?
Grand? Average Magi. What about that?
So all of these people were elected by the body politic of the Dens, identified as, wait for it, ghouls.
Jesus, I can't believe that we live in a world where this is a thing and they are a scary force that we need to reckon with.
Yeah.
That's insane to me. Who carry tiki torches and...
Tiki torches. Okay. Okay. Here's the thing. I'm wondering if I'm being taken. Like, I wonder if somebody went into Wikipedia and, like...
Oh, boy, that'd be fun.
Because, let me read you this sentence.
Uh-huh.
A system of, quote, judiciary organs was created in each prescript. And the first judiciary...
judicial system! Keep going.
Mm-hmm. Was divided into a grand council of yahoos.
Okay, somebody's fucking with us. Somebody's fucking with Wikipedia.
And a grand council of centaurs to try regular ghouls. This has to be...
That can't be wrong.
This has to be wrong.
Did you click on the wrong...
This is Wikipedia.
KKK? Did you click on the D&D KKK?
Supreme Cyclopean Council.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Grand Tycoon.
Tycoon was the first thing you said so far that almost makes sense.
Elictor.
A lictor?
Mm-hmm.
Spell that. L-I-C-K?
No, L-I-C-T-O-R.
Lictor.
Is this funny anymore?
No.
Okay. Okay, cool. Guys, thank you for listening. Kev, thank you for being on the show.
Thank you for inviting me.
We're going to edit this down to 22 impactful minutes.
There's going to be 22 usable minutes in here somewhere. It's just going to be you splicing a sentence together from all, like, from all the words.
So you can always send us emails at friendlyatheistpodcast@gmail.com, patreon.com/friendlyatheist, where you can support what we're doing here for some reason. I'm going to be in Boston next week. If anybody has any tips for being in Boston, I'm looking for shit to do. Yeah, you can follow me on Twitter at Blueberry, B-L-U-E-B-U-R-I-E. You're on Twitter, right, Kev?
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to give out your deal?
Sure, but no, I'm not going to say yes to it. Well, it's Sveven Splunky, so good luck finding that.
I can't find it.
Yeah, it's, I don't really Twitter that often, so.
Tweet?
Yeah, whatever.
Shit, I'm so bad at, like, landing this plane.
You got it. You're within sight.
Yeah, okay. Thank you guys for listening. Sorry, this was a really weird episode, but...
I mean, I had a lot of fun.
No, I did too, and I think in light of the sort of shit that's going on right now, which is horrifying and scary and a lot to deal with. Thank you, Daddy. You know, hopefully you had an hour or 26 minutes of dumb fun. So next week, actually, I think we're going to be playing an old episode that Kevin and I recorded months and months ago.
So if you like this, get ready for some more.
That is about the Satanic Panic. And that, because I'm going to be in Boston next week, and then after that, Hammond and I will be back as usual. Guys, thank you for your time and your patience with us, and thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Have a great day.